Ryan Shotton, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. We just heard from Robin van der Laan, your counterpart at Newcastle Town, that you probably deserved all 3 points this afternoon in the 1-1 draw. What have you made of this afternoon's performance?
Yeah, it's. I think it was clear to see. They dominated possession first half, they won second balls, but we changed it up and made sure that we stopped them from playing, and we were clearly the only team that were going to take it. So, yes, on reflection, you take the point, but really, you look at it and other chances we had. If we'd have scored our goal probably 10 minutes earlier, you'd like to think we'd win that.
So it was one of those games where, because the chances you had as well, you could have been 4 or 5 up, as you say.
Yeah, it's been the situation for most of my time I've been here, to be honest. Not taking the right chances and trying to force it a little bit sometimes, and there's an extra pass on that gets you into the same position and gets more bodies in the box. So it's a learning curve for all of us, and the lads are great at taking on information and working as this. So yeah, I'm not worried. It's one of them where we will keep building, and coming here today before the game, you go, you know what, a 1-1 against a team that are well organised and they know their jobs is not the worst result, really.
What did you make of their goal that they scored, as a former Football League defender who's played right at the very top of the game here in England?
Yeah, there's, you know, the defender doesn't stop the cross, and we knew what they were going to come with today. Their threats were balls in behind, the big lad up top, and crosses into the box. And if we discussed that before the game, which we did, and they score from exactly what we've talked about, then it's even more disappointing. So, yeah, he doesn't stop the cross. And then young, small Jonesy at the back post, he's out-jumped, but I don't think he does enough to put the attacker off. And even if he jumps, the lad doesn't get a clear sight of the ball and head it over the keeper. So there's all little things that, you know, you can't be too hard on the lads, because, you know, we're non-league football and we're all learning. So, yeah. We don't mention too much about the goals at this time of year. We just want to get the right results and build from it. So that's what we'll do.
You've certainly built on that, because second half, it was all Hanley Town. And eventually, on 85 minutes, Kieran Brown goes down in the area and the referee points the spot. Upstakes Jake Twyford and calmly, coolly rolls it home.
Yeah, Jake, it's never in doubt when he's got the ball, Jake. He's on a massive scoring form. I think he's in double figures now. So it's good from a position where he plays centre midfield and a number 10, and he gets forward well, and he's technically the best we've got. So you want him on the pitch playing through the team and scoring goals. I'm not sure, to be honest, what the ref saw. I didn't see much contact in the penalty. I'm not complaining. I'll take it. But yeah, I thought if I was Newcastle, I'd be very disappointed in him giving that today.
But it shows the spirit your lads have got. It was 90 plus 4 on Monday against Colne. It's 85 today. You go right to the end, which is very pleasing for yourselves.
No. I'd prefer it to be five minutes of the game. I'd prefer to be scoring early on and making sure we're settled and we go and get 2 or 3. But yeah, it shows character and it shows fitness, and we keep going and pushing and tiring teams out. And that's what we've got. We've got energy on the pitch and we stretch teams in the right times, and we are a very good tie when we do everything right. It's just a consistent thing, and getting training sessions under our belt, because that's difficult this time of year with the weather and whatnot. So if we can get a good consistent team staying fit, we will start to look a lot more organised, like a lot of these teams are in the league. Because I look at teams and they go, there's not a great amount of clubs that have come, or we've gone up against, that have outplayed us and they've done all the things right, and we've gone, you know what, hats off to you, that was brilliant. We've not come up against many of them at all. So it's a well-organised team that know their jobs, and as soon as we get that instilled into the lads and we get a consistent team, I think we'll then start showing the results.
How are you finding management life? This is your first job in management and first real spell in non-league football. You just joined the club last season now, so nearly 2 years you've been with the club.
I'm loving it, yeah. It goes to say, like, it's the group that make me enjoy it. If they weren't willing to learn, willing to work, willing to win, and we have a laugh, we have a joke, everything that you want from a dressing room, we've got in there. So So that's why I'm here, and that's why I've stuck around and fancied doing the job, because I thought I could add something to it. So, yeah, I'm hoping that we can still keep nicking, you know, points here and there, get some more goals in us. We look solid today, so yeah, I'm buzzing to keep trying new things and making sure that we can get away from that bottom half, really.
Yeah, certainly. You've moved up a point, a place today, thanks to the point and Skelmersdale losing. So you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be tight down there. And I said to him at the end of the game, and I said, listen, they knew before I even said anything, they were all talking about what we should have done today, or what we, you know, we're building on it. Should be disappointed we dropped 2 points and whatnot. But I said, the one thing you don't want is to start saying, right, we've got another game next week. Come on, we can do it next week. And then you start saying it constantly. And before you know it, there's 6 games left and you're still looking behind your shoulder. I said, that's what you don't want. So as much as picking a point up today is good, we need to start picking up 3 and finishing chances and making sure we put people to the sword. Because before you know it, games will start to run out. And then I don't want these lads panicking, going, bloody hell, we could be in a relegation playoff here and this and that. And that's what unsettles lads. So as the sooner we can get away from that pack, the more we can relax and start actually playing our football. And when anybody will tell you, when you relax doing your job, it's the best part of it. And you probably strive from it when you're relaxed. So that's what we need. We need a few more 3 points on the board, and then I think we'll start to show what we've really got.
Ryan, thank you for your time and giving us your insight to today's performance, and we'll wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.